Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You guys, today we're going to be Rhema Word reading Matthew's 27. Thank you, Lord. I know some of you are still asleep and it's early, but I got an early day today, so I understand if you can't get on. But when you guys come on for replay, just hit that replay button. Leave a comment, or if you'd like to share some stars, hit the stars. Okay? We're getting ready to start now. Getting ready to Rhema Word read now. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, for creating us to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. Father, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. And a heart to receive your engrafted word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You guys ready? We're getting ready to jump in. We're getting ready to jump in now. Matthew's 27. You know, you guys, yesterday we picked up where Jesus was just betrayed, where Judas had betrayed him with a kiss. And they came to take him away. Came to take him away to stand before trial. So we're getting ready to pick up right there real quick. Let me tap into it. Thank you, Lord. It's Matthew's 27, New Living Translation, and we may be a little fast today. But I pray that before you start your day, you stop, drop, and pray. Today, we're talking about Judas hangs himself. Matthew's 27 NLT, it says, very early in the morning, the leading priests and the elders of the people met again to lay plans for putting Jesus to death. Then they bound him, led him away, and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, realized that Jesus had been condemned to die, he was filled with remorse. So he took the 30 pieces of silver back to the leading priests and the elders. I have sinned, he declared, for I have betrayed an innocent man. If anyone betrayed someone who was innocent by maybe just gossiping or talking about them, saying things that wasn't true about them, if so, it's not the end of the world. We get to repent. Thank you, Lord, for if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father who's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, right? There's a lot of different ways to betray people. Verse 5, it says, then Judas threw the silver coins down in the temple and went out and hanged himself. It says the leading priest picked up the coins. It wouldn't be right to put the money in the temple treasury, they said, since it was payment for murder. They said it was murder, right? It says, after some discussion, they finally decided to buy the potter's field and they made it into a cemetery for foreigners. That is why the field is still called the Field of Blood. This fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah that says, they took the 30 pieces of silver. Good morning, beautiful Tammy. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price at which he was valued by the people of Israel, and purchased the potter's field as the Lord directed. Well, Matthew's 27, New Living Translation. Here it's talking about Jesus' trial before Pilate. Verse 11, now Jesus was standing before Pilate, the Roman governor. Are you the king of the Jews? The governor asked him. Jesus replied, you have said it. Jesus said, listen, what you're saying, you said it. Yeah, that's who I am. But when the leading priests and the elders made their accusations against him, Jesus remained silent. Don't you hear all these charges they are bringing against you? Pilate demanded, but Jesus made no response to any of the charges, much to the governor's surprise. Now it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner to the crowd, anyone they wanted. This year was a notorious prisoner. This year, there was a notorious prisoner, a man named Barabbas. As the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked them, which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who called the Messiah? He knew very well that the religious leaders had arrested Jesus out of envy. they hated him really without a cause. They hated him because they was envious of him. And people will, the devil will hate you too because he's envious of you. So I always tell people, listen, don't hang around people when you know they're jealous of you, because envy is a very dangerous spirit. Proverbs says, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil kind of work. This is not a spirit to play with. Envy will try to murder you. With Saul, Saul tried to kill David because he was envious of him. He was envious of the call that was on his life. We know we're not wrestling against flesh and blood people, right? It was a demon, the devil, that used Judas to betray Jesus to set him up, right? So be careful of people that's envious of you. That's, it's nothing cute, because we say, well, I know they jealous of me. I'm like, well, why are you hanging around them? If I know someone's envious of me, I don't even want them in the backseat of my car. I really don't want you too much in my atmosphere. That's not a spirit to play with, because envy, an envious person will try to kill you, not them, but the demon that's inside of them, because the devil inside of them is intimidated by you. It says, just then, as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him this message: leave that innocent man alone. I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night. Good thing he listened to his wife, right? Isn't that what the Lord told Abraham? Abraham, listen to your wife. When Sarah was saying, we need to put that other son out. I don't forget his name. It wasn't Isaac. Isaac was a son. Was it Ishmael? I don't know. But the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, listen to your wife. Gentlemen, sometimes you need to listen to your wife. Verse 20, it says, meanwhile, the leading priests and the elders persuade the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released and for Jesus to be put to death. So the governor asked again, which of these two do you want me to release to you? The crowd shouted back, Barabbas. Pilate responded, then what should I do with Jesus, who's called the Messiah? They shouted back, crucify him. Why? Pilate demanded. What crime has he committed? People will crucify you and persecute you without a cause. Good morning, beautiful Nazir. I see you, my sister. So what crime has he committed? But the mob roared even louder, crucify him. Verse 24, it says, Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere and that a riot was developing. So he sent for a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. The responsibility is yours. And all the people yell back, we take responsibilities for his death, we and our children. So Pilate released Barabbas to them. He ordered Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip, then turned him over to Roman soldiers to be crucified. They killed him. They crucified him without a cause. But we was the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross so that we wouldn't be lost. And this is why I say, why not seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Why not give God time, the God who gave us the time? Why not give him some time? Because the very breath that we breathe, let me see if I can finish it. Verse 27, it says, some of the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the headquarters and called out the entire regiment. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. They wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head, and they placed a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt before him in mockery and taunted, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit on him, and they grabbed the stick and struck him on the head with it. When they was finally tired of mocking him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified. This is about the crucifixion, verse 32. Along the way, they came across a man named Simon, who was from Kyrie, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. I think he was an Ethiopian, African or something. And they went out to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skulls. The soldiers gave Jesus wine mixed with bitter gall, but when he had tasted it, he refused to drink it. After they had nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Then they sat around and kept guards as he hung there. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head announcing the charge against him. It read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. The people passed by, shouted, abused, shaking their hands in mockery. "Look at him now," they yelled at him. "You said you was going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross." They didn't even realize that if he would have came down from the cross, we would have all been lost. Then the leading priests, I'm almost finished, the leading priests and teachers of religious laws and the elders also mocked Jesus. "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he can't save himself. So he is the King of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross right now. We'll believe in him. He trusted God, so let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the revolutionaries who were crucified with him ridiculed him in the same way. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Until 3 o'clock. I lost my place. At 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Elohim, Elohim, Elohim," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Because the sins of the world had come on him. Your sin, my sin, the sins of the world had came upon him. He who knew no sin had become sin, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So our sin came upon him, and it caused him for the first time ever to be separated from his Father, because that's what sin does. It separates us. Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a reed stick so he could drink, but he rests there. "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus shouted out again, and he released his spirit, and he gave up the ghost. He released the Holy Spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection. They went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. The Roman officers and the other soldiers at the crucifixion was terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened. They said, "This man truly was the Son of God." He truly is, because Jesus Christ, he still lives. Verse 55. And many women who had come from Galilee with Jesus to care for him was watching from a distance. Amongst them was Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of James and John, the son of Zebedee. As evening approached, Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea who had become a follower of Jesus, he went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. And Pilate issued an order to release it to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a long sheet of cloth linen. He placed it in his own new tomb, which had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance and left. But both Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting across from the tomb and watching. The next day on the Sabbath, the leading priests and Pharisees went to see Pilate. They told him, "Sir, we remember what the deceiver once said while he was still alive. 'After 3 days, I will rise again from the dead.' So we request that you seal the tomb until the third day. This will prevent his disciples from coming and stealing his body." And then telling everyone he was raised from the dead. They was like, "Eli, let's put a guard here, because we don't want nobody to steal his body." And they could say, "Well, he really is who he says." The fact that the temple was rented in two from top to bottom, I mean, that alone should have been enough for them to believe. But deception is a strong spirit, because that's what blinds the minds of Satan, who is the god of this world, Corinthians says, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. Good morning, sister. And this is why they cannot believe. Deception is a very strong spirit, because when we start believing ourselves, the greatest deception is self-deception. Now here they saw this tomb, this temple rented into, and they still refuse to believe because the condition of their heart. He says, if that happens, we'll be worse off than we was at first. Pilate replied, "Take guards and secure it. the best you can. So they sealed the tomb and posted guards to protect it. I got to end it here, you guys. All I can say is that Jesus Christ lives, that Jesus Christ still lives, that Jesus Christ is alive. And I thank God that he did not come down off of that cross, because if he did, we would have all been lost. It was for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I think I'm just going to bask in that. I'm just going to meditate in that. And this is why I make room for him, because he came out of his way so I could have a way back to the Father, so we could have a way back to the Father, because he was already all right. Everything with him was already good. He was already in right standings with the Father. He who knew no sin became sin. He went about doing nothing but good, but yet they persecuted him. They lied on him. They spat on him. I gotta go, you guys. I'm getting ready to get off. I have an early day today, but I'm just going to continue to praise the Lord. And let us remember that in all our ways to acknowledge him, Father, we acknowledge you again today in all our ways, asking you to lead, guide, and to direct our path, Father. Like we have childlike faith, and we will depend on you to provide and take care of everything that we need today, Father. We thank you that the footsteps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by you, Lord. And again today, we say, Lord, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys, I gotta go. Love you guys all. You guys hit on those links down there. I have links on how to publish your own website, how to publish your own book. And I have books attached down there. You guys be blessed, be encouraged. Keep looking for what's good in your day so you see God's goodness all throughout your day. All righty. Bye-bye. Love y'all. Meet me at the... Guys, I gotta go. Be blessed. Babe, meet me at the... Hi, guys. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin. Remember to pick up all my books online at Arthur Pearlie Martin. At Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, under Pearlie Martin Books. You guys, remember to like this, to subscribe to this podcast. Help support this podcast. Hit that subscribe button. And you guys make sure that you share the link. But more than anything, you guys stroll through here. I have over 200 some episodes. Stroll through here and see if God has a word for you. Again, this is Arthur Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. You guys be blessed. And like I always say, keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day.